Love this podcast? Support this show through the Acast supporter feature. It's up to you how much you give, and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-.
So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
My goodness me, to the sweet sounds of Kevin Bloody Wilson. It's Hump Day with Swanny and friends, Dane Swan, Samantha Richards. I've missed our shit talk.
I really have, actually. Yeah. And it sounds a bit silly. Yeah,
that's two of us.
Yeah.
Dane, did you miss us?
No, not particularly. No.
Hang on.
What about our people?
No, yeah. We do this what we do it for. Yeah. I don't do it to say you two. For our 30 fans out there. Yeah,
exactly. You don't miss... You know, the moments away from home. Well,
you're right. I do. I enjoy being away from home. So I'll just come and sit with you two for an hour and a half or however long we're here.
Because you really dove back in, didn't you? You went from having no responsibilities because you obviously didn't take this responsibility very seriously in not turning up, to having all the responsibility because you flew there and you dove straight back into dadding.
That was tough.
Yeah.
Well, I'm just guessing by the look of both you just before you left when we did our quick chat online and your social media communication on the way back that your trip to the States went quicker than your trip back from the States. I.e., you would have slept all the way there. And
yeah, no, I was... It was a lot nicer on the way there. I was a bit further up the front too. Yeah, a lot further.
Do they allow twins in... the front end of the plane, Dane?
Don't know. Well, I certainly wasn't up there. I got told to turn right when I was given my seat number.
And you were like, hang on.
Keep going. Yeah.
It's all those seats all the way down.
Yeah, exactly.
Did you make sure that you were all sitting together as a family or did you just...
No, I made sure I was sitting away from them.
No, you didn't.
No, I was sitting behind them.
You were not.
I was one behind them. They had 30 A, B, C in the bassinet and then I was 31 C.
You didn't think to break it up, maybe like take Tate and or take one of the girls?
I would have loved to, but because we...
Oh, you would have loved to, but...
Because we... Well, Tate was easy. Just give him an iPad until his eyes fall out of his head and he goes to sleep. So Tate's the easy one.
Is that your parenting advice?
He doesn't... Well, on a plane, no one gives a fuck. Just silence. So you,
just keep him quiet.
The parents can have a sleep. The kid, the babies are the hard ones. You actually have to...
Attend to them.
Yes, yes.
Keep them alive.
Yep, that's what you have to do.
Which brings me to... I don't know about you. I immediately think of the poor bastard in 31B.
It was a lovely Asian woman and her daughter. Well, they were meant to be on. Oh yeah, they were meant to be coming here for a wedding, and our flight got. So this was on the Monday night in LA, which is obviously Wednesday here.
Somewhere in the world.
Yeah, so it's Tuesday here, and they were flying in. Straight for, because her visa just been approved, she was flying in for a wedding which was on the Wednesday and we got diverted to Honolulu for 16 hours and she missed the wedding. Poor lady. So
while she missed the wedding, you just thought you put it up on socials that you're just doing it tough. A lot of people felt sorry for you, which is good. Love you.
It was the worst spot to be stranded in the world than Honolulu. But
did they put you up or did you have to source your own accommodation?
I meant to, but...
It's a bit below par or...?
No, it was just a... fucking nightmare because Honolulu Airport shuts. Well, we landed at 2 a.m. Mate, finally, after all the mishaps, we finally get on this fucking plane. And after the three we missed or whatever, and everyone's asleep, and I was like, "What the fuck is Taylor complaining about? This is easy." Like, it was a shit show bringing everything on the plane because we brought a car seat, so one of the babies sit in the car seat. one of the bassinets and just had to lug Lampoon's van casing, you know, when he's all the shit all everywhere. Like, I needed to cut another couple of arms. I finally got on this plane and, mate, I've never smoked, never smoked cigarettes, never smoked weed, but had a weed gummy just before I got on. And I was like, fucking hello. And I was just, this is again, I was fast asleep, joined the missus, rolled over, touched me and goes, we're landing in Hawaii in an hour. I was like, what the fuck have you done to me? I said, I'm sure you just told me we're landing in Hawaii. Oh, fuck, what have you done to me? Am I dreaming? What are you talking about? I fucking couldn't make sense of what was going on. She goes, we're landing in Hawaii. I said, fuck off. What do you mean? Stop trying to wig me. I go, why? She goes, well, someone's crook up the front. I go, you want to be very crook. And he was being administered oxygen. And
as were you.
And he had to divert. And I've been administered oxygen on a flight from LA to Melbourne after a week in Vegas. And I guarantee, that's dead set true. And I guarantee you, I was in more pain than him. And I fucking stuck it out for the punters on that plane. I was in all sorts, and I stuck it out for those 300 people on that plane, and we had to get off for old mate. There was an article in the Perils, I think Pi gets his wings clipped, I think, because I was administered oxygen. There was many moons ago. So we get off. Yeah, we get off, and the joint would be, this is the long answer to your question, did they put us up? So we were literally last off the plane, because we had to get the... We had to connect the pram because it was the two. We had to connect it because it's a two-seater, skinny one, not the big one we have here. And then I had to unlock the car seat. I had to get all the shit off, so we just waited to the end. And there was one woman from United who was getting at the voucher. We were very last. We were like 400th in line. Mm-hmm. And the line had to move for like half an hour. They had just organising everything. So I was like, fuck this. We just went and rang some. We rang like third hotel. We rang, said they could put us in straight away. So we just left. And this was like 2:30. Next night, we're obviously all on the same plane all that night. Some people didn't get their like vouchers till like 6 a.m. So I was like, wait for 100 for like, you know, we have to get a suite because we've got too many kids. so it was like $300, $350, something like that for 6 a.m. So I got in about 4 o'clock, had a couple of hours sleep, and then sat on the beach all day. I got burnt to a crisp, so my flight home was even more uncomfortable. The kids didn't sleep all day till half an hour before we had to leave the airport, so they they're in the horrors.
Witching hour on the plane.
Yeah, but it was only 10 hours on the way back, so the kids probably slept 6 or 7, so it wasn't too bad. Yeah, so that was a flight on the way home.
A fucking nightmare.
So you've opened a couple of doors there. One being, when you were on that plane getting administered oxygen on the way back from Vegas, were you able to just say the words, please, whatever you do, don't divert the plane for everyone else?
Basically, yes. Yeah.
I was like, I'm a man of the people.
I was like, it's not about me.
Were you wearing your T-shirt that said man of the people at that
had
stage?
Had a pink I love heart Las Vegas yeah. T-shirt on because...
You left your suit somewhere, didn't you?
Because someone, one of our mates decided we weren't going to sleep before we got on the plane. I was like, this is a bad idea.
Mm.
And I fucking got sucked in with him. So we went down to the pool party because it was late. It's a 10 a.m.
Rubber arm.
It's a 10:30 flight or whatever. So we pushed our flight back like... from Vegas to like 7 or 6 o'clock somewhere. Like.
Mm.
We got out of the pool and all our shit was packed, so I had to go buy like I Heart Las Vegas T-shirt, pink and dripping wet.
Mm.
Didn't look good. Mate, one of my mates had a black eye. Then my cousin started getting anxiety, so he asked for the oxygen on the plane. Wasn't good.
Give us a rough year when that was.
I've never known anyone ask for oxygen on the plane.
I didn't ask for it.
You must have been in all sorts.
I don't know. He goes on some of that. So he got some.
It's not a fucking clinic where you can just request some shit. It's an airplane.
Well, I was like, either that or we're going to Honolulu.
So, give us a rough year when that was.
Oh, fuck. 10 years ago, man.
I'm just thinking, like, nowadays, if the same thing happened to Dane Swan as a Collingwood player, gee, there would have been some sympathetic people reaching for their phones to film you.
Well, mate, Collingwood, mate. No, mate, that shit don't stink, mate, at the moment. There's one club that's a fucking basket case.
We'll get to them. Yeah. We'll get to them. No, it's on the agenda. I'm not diverting it.
Okay.
It's called Swanee and Friends.
We there are some other things you've diverted from.
Gary Purdy. Yeah, it's interesting. Yeah. Gary Purdy.
Well, all right. You've opened the door.
No, you keep going. Whatever.
So the gummy weed, never sort of...
No, right. No.
People rave about them.
Yeah.
The little gummies.
Mm.
So is that
what
sort is of
it? What are they called
in the States?
TCH or something?
Gummies. I don't know. That's what I was told.
So it's everywhere in New York City now, isn't it?
Everywhere, mate. Everywhere. So we stayed in California because I wasn't going. Well, because I was only meant to be there for like 6-7 nights.
Yep.
So I wasn't going all the way to the East Coast where she's from. So she flew to LA with her sister, and then because she had to bring the kids over, then I went to LA. But then obviously, one of the kids got sick at the airport, so we had to go there. She had to go to the hospital, so we had to move 3 flights. I ended up staying there fucking 2. We stayed at the airport hotel for about 7 nights. It was fantastic.
Beautiful part of the world.
That's not cheap either, because once again, we've got too many children, so we have to have a suite. So it was about fucking $600-700 a night at the airport hotel. It was magnificent. So basically, lucky it was over the weekend as well, so all the college football was on, all the NFL was on, so I got to do that all day. Yeah. But then when they finally got a bit better, when the fever stopped and the virus, whatever, we hired a car and went down the beach, which was nice. But but the weed smoke, it's everywhere. Like, everywhere you go in, I've been to every 51 states, but
yeah,
California is fucking just, it's like breathing. Like, there's no air. It's just weed. That's all it is. And I don't particularly like the smell of it.
No.
So, but it's just like smoking cigarettes now. Mm. People just don't bat an eyelid.
But those gummies are quite popular here for people that struggle to sleep. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Now, I know the medicinal marijuana is James Brayshaw's brother, Angus's dad. What's his name? Mark. That's his full-time job in that area.
There you go.
Huge. Yeah,
the Melbourne boys are on the medicinal cocaine as well. I think that's good for them, isn't it? What? I think that's
How come that was like there's a business?
Can you believe Simon Goodwin hasn't spoken to Joel Smith?
There's a few things I can't believe.
Do you reckon the president might be joining us later? Would have rang the person who got drug tested? Do you reckon that anyone in the club would have probably given him a call? Do you believe that Simon Goodwin hasn't spoken to him?
So what do you think's going through my brains right now when you ask you this? What do you think?
Trying to find the best way to answer?
My brain. I'm thinking.
Well, it'd be something analytical.
Well, I still get a free feed at the coterie.
Yeah, correct. How are you going to answer this best?
Yeah. I might have to pay next year.
Yeah. You're going to plead the fifth, eh?
No. I'm always honest to our people because you've told me to be honest.
Yeah.
So a few things.
Would you have recommended that the coach of the Melbourne Football Club speak to his player? It's been a month. How long? I don't know. Was it happening when I was away? Mm.
Yeah.
Do you think he would have sprang the club? Goody was probably with him.
Because everyone was with him at the moment.
Well, Goodwin was with him, wasn't he? Because isn't he?
According to rumours?
Yeah.
Was it a week before grand final? Was it round 23?
When was it? I've tried not to read everything.
Yeah.
Which surprises me.
No,
you.
But on the way through, as in my 20s, before I joined Ed, I read everything because that gave me a chance that when I got my chance, I was educated.
Mm.
Nowadays, the more you read, the dumber you get.
Correct.
That's why I don't read books.
Correct. You're probably the smartest man going around.
We're not talking about books. We're talking about media.
No, it encompasses it all. That's why I don't read books.
Joel Smith.
And that's, I didn't realise that's Sean Smith's son. He's fucking gone quiet, hasn't he?
Sean?
Yeah, because he carried on about Angus Brayshaw. I can't remember. Oh, fucking Sean, he hasn't popped up and said a word, has he, about his son or about Melbourne?
You know how Dane says I'm good at memorising things? Good. The Dane vibe's pretty strong.
He's got good memory.
Where's Shawnee now popping up?
The Dane vault is very, very strong.
I might reach out to him on Twitter and say, Sean, any danger of giving a comment on your son?
So he tested positive under the WADA drug.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Game day, I imagine.
Game day. So because of game day. Now, remarkable coincidence that it didn't come out until the day after the draft.
After the
trade week. Yeah, trade week goes for a week and a half and it finishes on the Tuesday, and on the Wednesday the story comes out. That's just amazing.
Isn't it?
The AFL must have only just got it that morning.
What a coincidence.
Oh, it would have been breaking news.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
No one was sitting on that.
Particularly if that's considered performance enhancing, hence the query over it.
Yeah.
Whatever arguments. And I think he can take in the off-season if he shows that it was purely for recreational purposes.
Well, I'd be staggered if anyone's using that for enhance their performance.
What'd you call it again? Medicinal cocaine.
Yeah, medicinal cocaine.
We've got the name
of the show. Is that our title? Yeah.
So Why was he allowed to keep playing?
The only performance enhancing he'll do would be on a bender.
Yeah, like if he tested positive,
the bender going. That's the only performance enhancing you do. So fucking certainly ain't helping your football. It's helping your bender. That's about it.
Dan, you've done some medicinal research?
No. Oh, I study.
You said you don't read.
I don't. I watch documentaries.
Have you lived in any documentaries?
Pardon?
Have you lived in any documentaries?
Oh, well, a couple, yeah.
That would be documentary worthy.
So he tested positive the morning. Was it the final round?
No, Joel doesn't even like cocaine. That day. Just likes the smell of it.
Yeah. So how come?
I'm glad you got that.
How come he was allowed to play a week later?
Didn't he play that day?
Maybe you got a sentence to the lab and it takes, I don't know, maybe it takes.
Well, then that defeats the purpose of doing it game day.
Maybe it takes like 2 weeks or a month to get the samples back. Mm. So maybe you could get away with it for a week if you're doing that. And then they ping you that happened the day after trade week, the findings come out.
Mm.
Maybe they need faster laboratory results.
Mm. So what were you saying about Gary Pitt?
I caught a glimpse of it on the on social media that he said it's the best culture that he's had in his 20 years in footy or something like that?
Well, since Collingwood.
In 20 years or something.
Does that cover your period or not?
Yeah, well, 20 years, 2003, okay. I was there.
You're right.
So
it's got a better culture than Collingwood.
Right,
well,
now.
There you go. It's
pretty. Well, you know what? I give Gary props for defending. You know, he's like Eddie, defending, find an angle to defend to the hilt.
Yep.
I'm not sure he's got much of a leg to stand on right now, but good on him for fucking trying. What should he have said? Come on, mate, we're a fucking bastard case. We're a shit show. I shouldn't have a job. Goody's fucked. He's an addict. All the boys are fucked. Like, should he say that or should they try and lie and give some hope to the members? I don't know. What would you do?
Well, maybe one of the side effects of this.
Because they're all clearly lying.
Medicinal cocaine is culture enhancing. Maybe it's culture enhancing, not performance enhancing.
Exactly. Yeah, maybe it's a great culture because they all get together and bend.
How would leading teams? Maybe that's what leading teams need—a separate arm.
Yeah, I'll come and run that part
with medicinal cocaine.
Yeah. I'll come and run that part for them if they want. I'll ring Razor Ray McLean, see what he's up to. I've seen Ray for a while. He's a good man. Wasn't super interested in what he had to say, but he's a good man. Good man to talk to away from telling me what I need to do better on and off the field.
But wasn't he big on the X360? Does that mean you could tell him what you thought of his opinions?
We tried.
How'd it go?
No, not great. No. I think someone who doesn't really like the footy club tried one day. Lives overseas.
Wrong. Right. Yes, okay. Yes.
Played at the club with the shit culture, with the best culture.
Yes. So in my little lane, which I haven't got many, but I think I've got a fair grasp of media. And spoke to my wife, who's got a very good grasp on probably more political business media. So here it is. I've got page 75 of the Herald Sun here. Goodwin, I don't use illicit drugs and I never will.
Oh.
Now, what percentage of people yesterday knew about those rumours compared to today?
Yeah, probably. certainly not as many.
Correct.
Yes.
So what's the point of doing that interview?
I don't know. Well, I imagine they've been under the pump. Fucking media-wise, everyone's been hassling them. They probably have got to tipping point where we need to do something. I don't know.
And that's where I'm getting it. I think sometimes in the bubble, and I was part of it. So firstly, in the media bubble, you're everyone's best friend. Because all you need them to do, for them, not for yourself, is to do an exclusive interview with you. Right? Yes. So that's what you work on. So you spend weeks or months or whatever. Like, this is going to be great for you.
Yeah.
Not for us, but for you to come
of
out
course, yeah.
And do 40, 45 minutes pre-recorded on our radio. You can do it anywhere. But let's say do it on our radio station. Yeah. I'm not having to go at SEN, by the way. I'm saying
it's good for them. They got some publicity.
SEN's one. Yeah. But I don't see how that's good for Simon Goodwin, Gary Pirt, nor the Melbourne Footy Club.
And then Clayton has to come out and do a fucking shitty one on the street.
Now, how did the reporter happen to get there?
I don't know. What a coincidence. What are the chances he just happened to be going for a coffee at the same time that...
In his backpack.
Yeah, exactly. And then... So what about Stephen May at the BNF? Were you happy with that for the fans?
The vault's back out.
No, I just wrote a couple of things down.
I wrote a couple of things down. And
on where?
It's been on my phone.
Where did you run it?
In my phone.
Your phone looks locked to me.
No, it's not. You idiot.
It's his research.
Yeah. Well, we've been gone for what, 3 weeks?
4 weeks.
My 4 weeks, yeah. So that's a lot of research. I've written four things down in a month. So I've got plenty of fucking ammunition here. As a Melbourne, did you go to BNF?
No.
As a Melbourne supporter, you were like, fuck yes, we should have beaten Collingwood. We should have a premiership medal.
No, well,
you just haven't really. You haven't. When's the last time you won one? 1960 or something?
Still.
Premiership? At the MCG, yes. 1964 was the last one at the MCG.
Yeah,
yes.
A real one.
Yeah.
Do you still wish that you went? Do you still wish that you were there?
Well,
could have been like Hayden Burbank. And
I was going to say, how's your mate?
Exactly.
Can we get him on the podcast? Yeah,
we could. He loves it. I'm fucking hope we would. He loves to talk about himself.
That's usually a good criteria to get on.
Exactly. Would you have to cop the 8 months if you don't see another flag for the rest of your life? Melbourne never win a flag for the rest of your life. What's the maximum amount of jail you would have done in like a farm top setup, not in max security? What was it? 1 day? No days? Don't care that much about Melbourne?
No disrespect to anyone. Would I definitely not have to play mummies and daddies?
Yes. Yes. You wouldn't have to suck mummy's dick.
I don't know if you can... I'm sorry, Ralph. I don't know if you can say mummies and daddies anymore.
People and people.
Might be daddies and daddies. Yeah.
Okay. So whatever you meant to say.
Yeah.
So because you're giving me that clearance.
You don't want to play?
Yeah, just in a farm, just
awesome. 10 years.
10 years?
Absolutely.
Yeah. You don't have twins at home, what would you do?
Life.
Wow. Exactly. And that was for a Melbourne premiership. Imagine him for a Collingwood one.
Wow. I also written down, let's hope fucking North improve this year.
Wow, they can't get much
These
worse.
These sneaky fucking assholes.
Now, to explain all this in as much detail as you like.
No, so obviously we had to stay in LA for another 8 nights, so it wasn't cheap.
No.
And then the US dollar's fucked, so I'm not looking forward to my 3 months over, my 11 weeks over there in December. It's going to cost me a fortune.
Mm.
And then... Vegas.
Oh. I'm glad you spoke to so many people in September to try and
come
in.
Absolutely.
You don't have to go to Vegas.
Yes, I do.
Just so you know.
How many times did you turn 40?
Well, once.
Well, yeah, maybe twice.
But maybe you could go somewhere, you know.
Well, I am going to Mexico before it. We'll probably do Puerto Rico for a week or two with Taylor's family, but... So my credit card was, and Taylor spent 6 weeks over there before, and I was scared to look at my credit card everywhere. I was like, fuck, there's more money going. I was like, fuck, what a time she's having. So I finally cleared it. I was like, sweet, I'm on water and rice for the next couple of weeks just to get ourselves back on top.
Yep.
And I get on the Amex, it pops up when something comes up. I was like, the fuck is that? It's like 560 bucks or whatever. I was ready to go off my head. I was like, what the fuck have you just bought online without telling me? And then, look, I have North Melbourne membership for next year. They do not fuck about. Mate, this was 2 days after the grand final. They've stung me for 600 for the 550 for their membership next year.
The season hasn't even ended.
I didn't even realise I hit just rolling membership. And I did promise Sonia, because she came on, I was going to buy one. But I would like to have been notified.
Mm.
Tick a box. Do you want to... buy this membership.
Mm. We'd like to have made it a conscious
I will not be
decision.
Fooled if they go 2-0 in the start of the year. We'll not be fooled by thinking they're going to win the premiership.
You're going to need more proof than that?
I want a hard copy this year.
Something in the mail.
Yes, I want a hard copy. I want a scarf. I want a beanie.
Now, are you going to do your due diligence and untick that box, or are you just going to stay a life member of North
probably
Melbourne?
Probably going to be a life member of North Melbourne.
Yeah. So I call for cup night. Didn't think this would be happening in my 20s. I would go to the AFLW, Melbourne and the North.
Oh, yes.
Got diverted. I went to say hello to Sonia Hood. So
do women have a cultural problem?
No.
No?
No, well, I wouldn't think so.
Yes or no? Before we move on, Mel, yes or no?
No, I'm going to come back to it, but I just want to say. I went to say hello to Sonia, got diverted, didn't see her again, sent her a text. By the time I sent her the text, you'd sent through.
Yeah.
So anyway, she's giving me love, which will stay private. But in closing, give my love to Kanga Dane. So I don't think she's following up to see if she can get your 600 back.
I've tipped more money into Kangaroos in 2 years than I have into Collingwood. and I paid 15 years of Collingwood or something like that.
Do we have a culture problem? No, you got a lot of one-off incidents.
yeah, just a lot of one-off incidents.
What time? The hardest thing is this time of year, and that's why Melbourne made a mistake. I'll completely say it. Melbourne made a big mistake doing that big interview yesterday. Because at this time of year,
footy runs.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Melbourne, yeah.
Yeah, so they're desperate for stuff. So if you give them stuff, not only is it so good for SEN, but then everyone else feeds off it, including nitpicking every single sentence that's said. Yeah. And if they find something that's wrong, probably would have been a good idea for Simon Goodwood to speak to Joel Smith. From outside a club, and you've been inside. And everything gets picked up. So you can't – you're better off just saying – if you desperately want to say one thing, say one thing. Don't do a big standout.
I can't believe you haven't spoken to him. Well, surely it's always going to be the first day back pre-season. It's going to be so awkward. You'd rather just – be like Edna, just rip the band-aid off, just go in and fucking just get yelled at or just get told you're an arsehole, whatever it is. But
do you genuinely reckon they haven't chatted?
Well, he said it yesterday.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I'm asking if you genuinely think
it's a media answer.
Yeah.
Well, I think the media answer would be yes, I've chatted him. Because if you've got a good culture, you'd be like, we nipped it in the bud, we spoke to him, we fucking sorted it out. This is what's going to happen. And now we move forward and we're going to work with him. He's a member of our team. You know, like bullshit. He's a fucking very important part of our side. And we're going to move on from this. Everyone makes mistakes. We make sure we... I don't know. I'm not media trained. I'm not as media savvy as some of them out there. But you'd think you'd say, like, we've fucking spoken. You think...
Unless they're trying to play it down. It's not a big deal.
Why you should say I've spoken to all my players? When I was out on the piss with them.
Passing the bag.
Exactly, yeah.
And then the other thing is, so I don't think that looked very team-like, saying what he said about Clayton Oliver.
Hmm.
So whatever issues he's got, shouldn't you try and keep it in-house?
Well, you think so.
I don't – and so one of the things – I'm not saying it because we happen to be in his office and we're hoping he joins us soon. But one of the things about Ed – and I can't ever remember Collingwood supporters being angry with Ed.
Yeah.
I remember the rest of the world, right?
Yeah.
But not – and he would do things deliberately. Remember when Steele got done?
Yeah.
What is, Ed came out and said he was proud of him. How proud do you reckon he was?
Not very.
No.
I reckon that phone call he rang you wasn't, fucking proud of you, buddy. Maybe that's what Purdy was trying to do. Purdy's just not as, well, no one's as good as Ed at doing that kind of stuff. But
do you reckon the text message had the caps like get?
I think it was probably, used to get. Yeah. Well, Steele hasn't got as much baggage, so he might have, he hasn't really caused too much
as trouble. As what has Dane.
Yes. Yeah. So why not? I said, I'm fucking sick of this. It's a steal. You just made a little bit of a blunder.
Yeah. So, by saying that about Clayton, I don't think that helps Clayton because Clayton doesn't seem like the dude who gives a fuck about what's said in the media.
No.
But other people will and people around him.
Yeah. I feel sorry for Clayton Oliver. He's been fucking hammered from pillar to post. Leave the poor kid alone. What has he done wrong, really? Like, just kicked a hole in a wall in a fucking party, which we can all do stupid shit like that. That's not breaking, like, rules.
If anyone's, particularly my age, if you're in your 50s commenting down about that, if you don't thank the Lord every day, even if you're not religious,
you don't have a phone
no one had phones back then. Because you genuinely didn't do anything fucking stupid. Nah. You are the most boring cut got ever.
Exactly. Yeah, absolutely. Well, they just need to leave Clayton alone.
Yeah.
That'd
be a real good
He's a super player, so I hope he comes out and fucking wins a Brownlow next year. That'd be awesome.
He was on target to be the GOAT. So exactly. These, that's for sure. Okay, so some stuff for you, which I've saved due to due to our
I've got a question
messages.
There.
Oh, you got some?
No, I've sent one.
A couple of things before we just on the flight. Just two things that I noticed. Like, why do we have to put the tray table up as we're taking off? What, like, yep. If we hit the deck at 1,000 kilometers an hour, that tray table's not. It's not killing me any lot differently than what the nose of the plane would. My other girls was sitting on it, whatever, and they put it up. So that baffles me.
Stop there, because you're saying that if you know,
same as the window. Like, why do I have to put the window up on the, like?
I asked this question.
If we hit the water, I can see it. Like, we're fucked. I don't want to know we're fucked.
So Touchwood, we never see this. But if on the TV news one night you're confidently claiming that if the reporters at the scene of a plane crash, they would say there was only one death. It was a man who kept his tray table.
Yes, I think so. Yeah, miraculously, 317 people survived. And unfortunately, Barry from...
Barry's now in two bits.
Yeah. Barry's split in half because he's tray table. Yeah, I think so. His agates are on the tray table where he's split in half.
I asked about the window shade to a flight attendant and she told me, again, as a ridiculous, yes. She told me it's that. So if they have to make an emergency landing, that emergency services can see if there's fire inside.
Yeah, Fuck, that's hard.
Do it again.
That's hard. Can't do that.
It's from
an armrest? That's also dumb.
Yeah, exactly. And the other one is, well, coming back into Australia, I can't believe we still have to fill out forms with a pen. Well, you have to get your passport out, sign, well, I did five for all the family, like, fucking address. Then some asshole put us through the line like, at customs. They're all low. I know they've got a tough job, but... You give me like an L or something on my sheet, and like, I've never had that before in my life. And we'd been a nightmare. We'd, you know, taken us 7 days, 8 days to get home from LA.
Yeah.
Just wanted to get home, and I was like, what the fuck? That's a weird letter. I've never had that before. Everyone else had like M or something like that. Yep. In you go. Our bags would be searched and scanned. Just one last kick in the guts on the way back. And like, we had nothing in there. It was like some heroin, but I was like, what the fuck with this positive?
Hang on, was it medicinal heroin?
Yeah, it was, yeah. But I was like, it must have been a Carlton support or something, I'm sure of it. But I was like, so we had to line up in a thing for about half an hour. Then we get in the x-ray and he goes, what do you got in there? So I don't know, have a look. Like, clothes, kids, like maybe some formula. Kid. He was like, okay, off you go. I was like,
they don't even check.
No, yeah, they x-rayed it, but like, nothing. Mate, you can have all our fucking nappy. Basically, me and Taylor had about four pairs of clothes each and the rest was children. Baby shit. Yeah.
And what about that feeling when you first walk back in the door of your own house and previously when you've done it from a holiday, all you do is just face palm.
Yeah.
But you couldn't because you had kids to look after first.
It wasn't good. It wasn't good. It was a tough day. Tough couple of days to get them back on schedule.
Sorry, just before we get back to the messages, we'll start with the messages. Elijah Hollins, a bit stiff.
Who's that?
So he's the Carlton recruit from the Gold Coast who had to face court yesterday. Just the opening
for drugs, didn't he?
Well, the opening paragraph. Carlton recruit Elijah Hollins was busted for possessing cocaine after leaving his wallet containing the drugs in the toilet at Star Casino.
Idiot.
Bit stiff.
I'm a bit stiff. But who goes through his? Well, security went through it.
Well, they found the wallet.
So someone's gone through. Because I imagine it's not just.
Yeah.
It'd be hidden in a pocket somewhere. Someone's.
You would assume.
Yeah.
Well, they've obviously gone to see the ID to see whose wallet it is, and perhaps that's where they discovered it.
It wasn't me. I'll give it to a fake.
What else would you have a wallet for nowadays, by the way?
Yeah.
This is so true.
You don't need it for cash.
I have a wallet. You can search it now if you want.
Although he does carry cash.
I did bump into someone similar to you. Well, I was watching him. Campbell Brown at Caulfield, and he was busy at the teller.
Mm.
Doing work like you do at Caulfield. I didn't get to say hello, but I just reckon a lot of popular footballers who spoke to a lot of people in September, they probably had more cash to bet with than betting on your phone.
Option. Yeah. I did Campbell's podcast for him, so he could probably come on ours when we want.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Good man, Campbell.
He is a good man.
But the other thing which I didn't know with Elijah Holland, so according to AFL precedent, Holland's face a 2-week ban, likely to be served in the first two rounds of the season.
That's all right.
What do you mean?
So him.
But what's Joel Smith getting? 3 months
in the off season.
Nah, it'd have to be 12 games, wouldn't it?
I don't think. I only skimmed.
Okay, well, every player in the Sun would be doing it at the last game of the year, so they can have fucking 3 months off. That would have been perfect for me. I would have rang water and tipped him off myself. So I think this Dane Swan character, you better test him or add some yourself just so I could fucking have, don't have to come back into the club till what? We get that in October, November, December. I come back in February.
Beautiful.
Perfect.
What, of the medicinal kind.
Yeah, I'd go to the club, listen. I'm going to ring water and dob myself in. So I'm coming back January. I'll splease in the middle. Otherwise, I'm going to keep out myself. Perfect. Well, he's fucking done it well, old Joel.
From
still
Kev.
Still haven't heard from his dad, though.
From Kev. Thoughts on Ginny digging the boys and deflecting to the Hawks? Back to you, Dane.
Yeah. I think apparently the club got their nose out of joint about him going to the races on the Friday, which, fuck, I don't know.
No, they didn't. No, they couldn't have, Dane, because publicly they supported him.
Yeah, absolutely. We were talking about, are they Gen Zs or something? Like, I wouldn't have done it, but
yeah,
I don't know. We talked about this, didn't we? So
you wouldn't have done it?
For as much as you think I was out and about, from like if I played on a Saturday, from Thursday, I'd like to do absolutely nothing. So I wouldn't even have gone to training if I wasn't forced to. So, like I've always said this a million times on this podcast, like I thought I had one effort in me a week and that was game day. So I try to conserve all my energy. So from basically Thursday, something's in my face. I was with the microphone, I was probably. I just like to conserve all my energy. So I wouldn't even have gone to training if I wasn't forced to, just sit in a meeting. I didn't do anything. I wouldn't have gone out night before. Mm. But these young kids, they're different.
I don't see what's an issue.
I think
one thing he didn't take into account wasn't his own behaviour. It was he could have bumped into a fucking idiot at the races.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
Yeah.
Not what he would just
do. But I understand both sides. But Lachie Schultz coming in. You watch Freo because you know.
Yeah, that's right.
Apparently he's a good player. I don't watch a lot of them. They're very hard to watch, so I turned them off.
It was his fault they didn't win the premiership.
Yeah. Mm. He's probably seen the writing on the wall. I think Hawthorn offered him a couple more years and some more money. He both for them as a kid. Clean slate. You know, a bit like Taylor Adams. He was probably on the outer of the side. He's won a premiership. He moves on, gets out of Collingwood, which is enormous, and he's probably been under a lot of stress and pressure from being at Collingwood, and he's gone to Hawthorn where, you know, a few people care about Hawthorn, but it's nowhere near as the magnitude of Collingwood. So he's definitely going to get a game there. I think they said they might play him a bit more up the ground. It's what he wants. So good on him. No hard feelings, I don't think. I think he's still got a lot of good mates here. I think reading between the lines, I think the club were happy for him to stay, but just as happy for him to go.
How'd you read the Taylor Adams move?
Very similar. I don't think it would be
different
hard.
Ends of the career, obviously.
Yeah, I think it would be hard for Tay to walk back into that footy club with his best mates or have won a premiership and like talent stories and like he doesn't have that bond with them as much as like, he was Collingwood. He bled black and white. He was like heart and soul, pies, like one of the leaders, like the way he played. People loved him. Started playing more outside, puff forward, which is not really him. I think he had one more year on his contract. Probably could see the writing on the wall. The Collingwood obviously need to start blooding some young kids. Although there's that Finn McRae, you know, is pretty good, and Reef McGuinness, there's a couple others. And Sydney offered him a couple more years and promised him to play inside mid. And say if he's getting 600 years, an extra $1.2 million guaranteed. It's hard. Yeah, basically, yeah.
Yep.
So do you reckon they'll get booed? Taylor Adams won't. Do you reckon Jack will get booed?
100%. Yeah. I'd be disappointed in Collingwood fans if I didn't.
What about Tay? I reckon Tay will get clapped at the MCG.
I'd be surprised if he was booed.
Yeah.
Totally different. From Turtle. did Turtle go off about Stephen May's comments?
I've
been very amused at his work there. Dane, how many litres of Carlton supporters' tears have you dragged into the Pies on the flag?
A few. A lot. Mate, they wouldn't have carried on if they won the flag and started abusing it.
Exactly. Part of it.
They're sooks. good on them. They can finish third all they want.
From Matt.
We've got the same amount of premierships now as them, apparently. But even though I don't count the ones from 1900, none of us were here
to start. What about the
20s? Okay, we'll draw a line at the 20s, will we? It should be from 1990 when the AFL became a national comp.
Mm.
Yep. You get about to do some gigs in a state, eh? Just to get the crowd on side.
Oh, yeah. Well, it should be. Like.
Speaking of which, from Jay Cav, question, any Perth tours coming up this year?
Yeah, I'll probably get over there for a week.
Yeah.
Yeah, to be TBD.
Can we take our boat cruise to
we'll
go around to Perth?
We'll do a boat from here, Mel, from the Docklands to Perth.
Perfect. Yeah.
From I'll combine these from Dan and from another one from Jake Ev. Tour MVP Dolphins Super Bowl, and from Dan, Dane NBA champ for 23-24. So what's your two with him with NFL and NBA?
Dolphins, I like Dolphins. I've got Tua and Achan in my fantasy slate, and Achan's on IR at the moment, so I like them. I think Miami and the Chiefs will probably come out of the AFC, and the NFC will probably be Philly and maybe the San Francisco, probably the Niners. NBA, Denver, it's very, very hard to go back-to-back, so I'm going to say Boston. Philly just traded for James Harden, so they will see how they are, but yeah, I like Boston. I'll give a couple of at the end of this. I'll have a look at the NFL. I'll give a couple of
couple little
bets.
Ones.
Yeah.
For memory, Bieber Cup Fancy. It's probably Vauban, but I haven't done it in depth yet. I'll wait till the fields come out because there's too many international too much international form to do. From Matt, Brownlow tip for next year. Fox Footy will want to know, I'm sure.
Yeah.
The best I've seen is that who's out of contract in 2025.
Is it already?
Yeah, that's the most. I reckon if you're at that stage, you're probably not overly got much content to talk about.
The Brownlow, Nick Dacos. He probably wins it if he doesn't.
Or Clayton Oliver.
Clayton Oliver likes Clayton to win it, yeah.
Exactly. Just come back with a big fuck you.
From Todd. Is it true Samantha introduces the Bulldogs women's team one at a time like a basketball team?
Well, I'd say that's correct, yeah.
So what do you do?
Yeah, but that happens at AFL games as well.
What, every player?
Every player, yeah.
Really?
Of the home side, yeah.
Okay.
And then the away team, just their list just goes up on the screen. So, yes, confirmed.
Should I read this? From Toddy. The exit piss, Swanee. That piss you have at the end of the shit and wee that confirms you're done.
Yeah, absolutely.
Is that a thing?
Well, you can't do one without the other. Well, you can.
Yeah, after 4 or 5 years, how are we still on the topic of pissing while shitting?
Because we still do it.
Everyone does it. It's a fact. Science.
Science. Yeah. Something else you've watched a documentary on.
I have.
Ralph, you got any specials this week from Ryan? As usual, put Who I Like in Sydney, and if you want my Melbourne stuff.
You wore a special on the weekend, didn't you, Ralphie?
What?
Yep, you wore a special.
Those sunnies. You didn't post them up on
there. I know.
So did you get that, or did you see someone send it to me on Twitter? That photo of me in the sunnies. Where was it from?
I got no idea.
No, that's the only reason I asked. So for those who don't
that
know,
didn't go. I reckon it was me in the sunnies that got slapped up on social straight away.
100%. And I wrote into our questions today. You'll find my question in there saying,
getting to it.
Yes, Ralph, I have a question. Why has your sunnies pick not made it to our socials?
For the people, if you
don't put it up, I will
put it up. I'll put it up on our social. So
they're a nice set of sunnies.
All right, aren't they?
Well, I've got a big head and it covers most of it.
Yeah.
Which is good.
I would not have if I had to pick out of a lineup what sunnies Ralph Horowitz would wear, they were not the pair. But I tell you what, you look like you'd had a bit of medicinal cocaine that day with those fucking speed dealers
like
on.
Like he was selling medicinal speed. Yeah.
Samantha, when Gold Trip wins at $15. and did you notice I was the only one standing while Romantic Warrior was getting rolled? So that was my first social day at the races for ages. Like I wasn't on a drink. But to the point of someone said, meet me at the champagne bar. I went to the old one. It was about 12 years ago. So I was about to go, and then friends of mine said, well, we're going too. So I was like, great. So I'll get a lift with you. Sat down with them. And then, so this is part of the art, Dane, of course, with the punt. So I smartly, because, you know, I'm right across it.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So $15 was value. So on the Thursday night with this Gold Trip, you would have been overseas when it won. This is the week after grand final day.
Yeah.
So I thought that's pretty good value. I don't think that's going to last.
Yeah.
Anyway, then on the Friday, I read there's a thing called the World Pool, which they bet on. That means everyone in Hong Kong can bet into it.
Okay, yeah.
Do you think they back the Hong Kong horse?
I think so.
So I've cheered this thing home because I was you're pretty happy when you find a $15 one, exactly. Right? And I'm the only bozo in that photo that's there standing and cheering. And then up comes the dividends, $30 it paid.
Yeah.
Gold trip. I'll get 15s.
Did you bag it?
I'll get halves. because of the avalanche of money, because it's a world pool. Yeah. So literally millions and millions and millions was going on this Hong Kong horse, which I didn't read about until the Friday. So
where'd that finish?
Fourth. And then it won the gold, yeah, before it won the Cox Plate.
Oh, was that Romantic Warrior?
Yeah, Romantic Warrior. So anyway. From Daniel, you guys have ads running for women's tampons on Spotify. What about us blokes, Swanee?
I'll get to the bottom of that. It should be, yes, there should be for both genders. Gender neutral tampons they should be.
So what control have we got on the ads? None, Sam. Oh. It doesn't worry us, by the way.
It's actually not based on... Who was that? It's not based on us. It's based on your preferences. So however your profile is set up.
Right. Is that like the guy who... I did see someone... It's disgusting the amity ads for porn I'm getting on my...
Sorry, correct. Mate. So if you listen, if you share your Spotify account with your partner perhaps and she listens to podcasts that seem to be skewed demographic, then they're the ads that you're going to listen to.
Did you not understand that pumpkin one?
No.
God, you're naive.
Did you put it up?
I did.
Yeah. Oh, God.
From Rick, how's things going at the Melbourne Football Club, Ralphie? Yep, we'll discuss that. From Leanne, where the hell have you been?
You or me?
This is what it says, you. So
collectively you. Us.
Me in the US.
Yep.
Yep.
Racing and all that. So anyway, we'll have another week off next week.
Okay.
And then hopefully I can get someone good the week after, which I think I can. From Cameron, more lies from Essendon the cheats. What's Essendon lied about?
You know.
Is that not part of your research?
I mean, no, I don't think so. Essendon, what are they lying about? Oh, mate, they won Trade Week, apparently.
That's the 20th year in a row.
Hey, they're very good at it. They're very good at it.
You've got
some ducks to get in a row.
From Ryan, in a redraft of Dade's draft year, would he be number one?
I'd probably say
one and a half.
I'll probably judge. Well, me and Abel would probably be 1A, 1B. Yeah, Hodge probably just below me. Yeah, Bartel.
Sam, I do say this to many people. The amusement that we got when Jimmy Bartel did our pod, because we lost him for the first half hour.
I know.
He was just thinking, now, have I got him covered or has he got me covered?
Well, someone's in the Hall of Fame, someone isn't.
But that was beforehand.
Still doesn't bother you, Dane, does it?
Mate, if you go on average of games for... let's have a look at the draft. Let's see who I'm in front of. Most of them. Chris Judd, he was pretty ordinary. I'll probably just...
Was he in your year?
Yeah, Hodge, Ball, Judd, probably, yep, Bartel.
Ablett.
1, 2, 3.
Ablett.
Yeah.
Del Sano, you got him covered.
If we get Nick on the podcast, would you say that to him?
Yep. Mark Seabee, yep.
Mark Seabee from West Coast?
Yep.
Who else you got from Collingwood that year? Who were your Collingwood buds that you walked in with again?
I can't remember. Tom Davison, Richard Cole. Tex Walker.
Mischief amongst them.
Yeah. Lee Montagna, Sam Mitchell, Ablett.
Was a good year, wasn't it?
Mark McGough. He was a defecator, I think.
Oh, God.
Fair listening.
From Les, how good is seeing the Poms last in the World Cup? Was cricket all over the States while you were there?
Yeah, absolutely. Does anyone care about the one days? Well, we do. What, you been watching the cricket?
I'll have it on.
It's on at a decent time when you're pottering around getting ready for bed.
Saturday night, I think it's Australia England, so that'll be a big.
Is it a final?
I reckon it's would it be quarter final. Well,
if it's England on the bottom, how they obviously can't be a final.
No, it can't be.
Yeah.
Anyway, that shows you how much we're across it. From Josh, what do you call a deaf gynecologist?
Oh, Lord.
What? Anything
Hang
you
on,
want?
Have you well, screened
he,
this?
He, no, because he didn't send an answer.
I'd say anything you want on something because you can't hear. I don't know.
Which leads to Laz, who says, have you guys heard the Amsterdam glory hole story?
Oh. Yeah.
You have?
Yeah.
All right. Well, there's one to Google to finish.
Do you believe? It's definitely fake.
All right.
What? Have you read it?
No.
So are you happy not to?
They go on
a bucks.
No, we don't.
Are you the person who? Are you one of the two people who showed me two girls, one cup?
I didn't show it to you.
Long story short, apparently, bloke 60 digging a glory hole, and the bird sucks it and ends up being her dad. But I'm pretty sure it's a pretty sure it's fake.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.